This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there we go. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Woo!
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Carson.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, BJ.
Happy St. Patty's, Spadil.
Top of the morning to you, BJ.
Woo! Top of the morning to you, too, pal.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We're all Irish today, aren't we?
We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
What are you going to drink today, Spadil?
Oh, some Bailey's. Start the morning off strong, and then I'll go on to some whiskey later in the afternoon.
You are red-blooded. Well, I don't know if it's red. Green-blooded Irish,
green, man. Green today.
Green-blooded Irish, I can tell. Carson, where are you going to be drinking today, my friend?
I'm going to go down to the old shanty.
Oh, the shanty.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds
yeah,
like a good time.
Have me some Guinness.
Yeah, you may have to give me some directions to the shanty. I don't have a bar. All I got is a little place called Q's over in my neighborhood. But I'll go to the shanty with you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Man, do we have a good time at the parade? This is BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. On the Odyssey app, you can get us for free and get the podcast there later today, too. It's up after the show. A lot of people listen to that. On Saturday, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, man, oh, man, couldn't have gone any better.
It was a blast.
Maybe it could have gone just a little bit better, but it went great.
It was a good time. Yeah.
It was a good time. We came up a little short on some beads. We came up a little short on some beats. I mean, we stretched them out as much as we could because there were hundreds, thousands of people that wanted beats and had signs, and it was crazy down there.
There was a ton of amazing signs. Like, people did some work.
Yeah, so thank you, man, if you put in some time, because, you know, that says a lot when you put in that much time on these signs.
Seriously.
I mean, that is crazy. That's crazy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Monday. It is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, just take it easy today. Get yourself an Uber. Get yourself a Lyft. Wherever you're going to go, have a few cocktails, a little bit of Guinness. Just make sure that you do it safely today, okay?
Absolutely.
Just keep everything within, you know, just keep everything safe. That's all that matters today on your St. Patrick's Day. Look what I've got in front of me this morning. I've got the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's about that time.
Let's go.
People that don't even, you know, don't even watch basketball, you get into the bracket, don't you?
Everyone fills it out.
We'll get to that later on. It's the men's bracket for the NCAA tournament, which I think starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Isn't CSU in it?
Yep. They are. They're won the Mountain West.
Good. CSU is going to be playing in the big dance.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're playing Memphis, I think. Yeah. I think it's either Thursday or Friday. I haven't looked at the schedule just yet because I just printed it. So I didn't really, you know, study it or anything. But I know the CSU is in it, so congratulations to the Rams. They're going to be rocking and maybe even beat Memphis to move on.
Do you know what their rank is?
Pardon?
Do you know what their rank is?
I don't think they're ranked.
Okay, so they're
number 12.
Play-in game? Okay, that's 12.
Yeah.
So they got a chance at winning the nation?
No, they're number 12 in their bracket.
No. They're 12th in the Mountain West. They're not ranked
at all. They're second in the Mountain West, I'm seeing. I was just wondering what they were ranked on the bracket, because if they were 15, then they don't really have a chance of winning.
I think they're 14, 12, something like that.
Okay. 12, 11, 12.
So they got a good chance of winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you going to go see your buddy this week, Spadell?
Bernie?
Yeah.
They actually were texting me yesterday to go see him.
Bernie Sanders is coming to town.
He is, yeah.
To do a big rally.
Yeah, he's going to be up north, and then he'll be down in Denver later in the day.
Honestly, buddy, I can't see Bernie speaking for more than 3 minutes.
He's also an older guy now. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, it might be a quick rally.
They said AOC is going to be there, and she's, you know.
Ooh, smoke.
Yeah.
Go get you some pictures with that, buddy. Uh-huh. Is that Friday?
Yeah.
You got to go all the way to Greeley?
Let me see here. So it says Bernie Sanders is coming to Colorado next Friday with AOC, and I'm invited on March 21st. They'll be speaking at Greeley at 1 and Denver
you gotta
at 5.
You got to go, man.
Yeah.
You're a big Bernie
that's your boy.
Yeah. I mean, when he's in the neighborhood, you got to stop in for that rally.
Oh, I know. Okay? Dude, I love Bernie.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to have Coca-Cola and fried chicken up there.
You may never get another chance. This is it.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of Bernie fans in Greeley?
I guess so, dude. I don't know why he's up north. That doesn't really make sense.
You know what? Text NATO right here. Bert Simpson text line, 303-222-5423. If you are in Greeley this morning, are you a big Bernie fan?
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like Bernie country to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Denver makes sense,
maybe they've done their homework and they know exactly where they need to go for the hot band of Bernie Man. That's pretty wacky.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd love for you to go get a picture with Bernie.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be so good.
Oh, man, that would be the best if you did that.
It's on Friday, right? Maybe I'll go. It's 5.
It's Friday, but I think it's in your work schedule for your lab.
Oh, yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They'll give you time off to go see Bernie.
You got to go talk to your weed boss.
I'll ask him.
You got to say, dude, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, okay? Bernie said the reason it's once-in-a-lifetime, he could be dead by next year.
Right.
So it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah.
In that respect, right?
Yeah.
All right, just getting started this morning. Anybody seen Jamie or heard from Jamie?
No text.
I haven't heard from her either. Wonder what the heck's going on.
I got nothing.
I mean, it's Monday.
Got either.
We did the St. Patrick's Day parade. She went to the Sedalia parade, I think, yesterday, didn't she?
I don't know if she went.
I know that she sent us all pictures of the car.
I think she went.
Yeah.
I don't know how she'd get the car if she didn't go.
Nash sent them to her, I think.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
I would imagine. Okay,
so maybe she didn't go to that parade yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I thought, man, that's biting off two biggies in a row, right, man? There you are. You're down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown Denver. The next day, you're in Sedalia. Woo, lordy. That's like hitting New York and L.A. in the same weekend.
Just a fan of the parades.
That's crazy. Crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct on a Monday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Good morning, St. Patrick's Day. Hi, Jamie.
Well, hi.
How are you? Top of the morning to you, too.
The potatoes. We got to get the potatoes. I don't know. My son can do the best Irish accent, but he always talks about potatoes. Yeah. I don't know why. The potatoes.
I can't do what?
You can't find it in your soul?
I can do Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I can do Ozzy Osbourne.
But you can't find the potatoes.
Get it! But I can't do Irish.
You know, I have been to Ireland, and I will tell you, it is not amazing.
I never had a desire to go there.
Yeah, really? I mean, there's a lot of swans.
Yeah.
I remember that. There's
a lot of golf courses.
Yeah, I played golf there. Yeah,
they're big on golf.
There is, let's see here, there's Waterford, but then somebody told me they went out of business. And it's cold and rainy.
Yeah.
And then they break for kind of a siesta, obviously that's not, you know, Irish, but because there's so many alcoholics or whatever, they closed down all the bars like at noon, and there's no alcohol from like noon to two.
Yeah, I think
they need to dry out.
I think that's a whole European thing too, right?
No, it's not. No, just in Ireland.
Yeah, they do it in other countries too.
Other countries I've been to, that they haven't done that ever. Yeah. I've always been able to drink 24 hours in all the other countries.
Right. But they have the midday siesta is all I'm saying. But yeah, I've never been to Ireland, never intend to go there. But today I'm Irish.
Yes,
everybody's Irish today, okay?
Yep.
Now, is there a big Irish bar in your neighborhood?
No, there's not.
Nothing down there?
Nope.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of the Irish bars get packed today, obviously. And a lot of people are going to be out there running around, having a good time.
Are they, though? I feel like they're not. I feel like that we all, I mean, maybe some are. I'm sure the Irish bars will be packed. But what I'm saying is, I feel like we already kind of did, like none of us are getting together today or anything. I feel like we already kind of
did
our thing.
It always feels like that we, you know, shot it early there. But it's you'd be surprised,
I agree. All the Irish bars will be packed, without a doubt. But I do feel like it was a great timing because it was so close to this weekend that I feel like we all celebrated.
Yeah, everyone blew it out. Yeah.
And it makes a big difference when it's that close. Because a lot of times the parade will be 5 days away and it doesn't really feel it.
Exactly.
But with this one being 2 days, then it makes a big difference there. We have an Irish bar in my part of town, and they literally, I mean, they make so much money today. It's unbelievable how many people will be there.
Unbelievable how much
now.
Money.
They're open now, right?
They should be.
They open at 6 a.m.
St. Patty's Day, let's go.
Right?
A lot of bars open at 6 a.m., which is kind of weird because you're not supposed to sell beer in Colorado until 8 a.m.
Yeah. You know this? You know this?
That's a state law. It's been that way for a long time.
I have no idea.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Personally, I have no idea when they start, but BJ does.
I know. Damn right I know. I know the law, man. Are you kidding? Yeah, 8 a.m. So for some reason, you get a pass today, right? So enjoy it. Do you see where the astronauts are coming home?
When do they come back?
I think Thursday.
Thursday.
They docked yesterday. I got some audio here. I'm not sure what Spadil pulled, but I've got some audio here of, is this the astronauts? It's a new story, right?
Yeah.
All right.
A 28-hour journey through space and a reunion months in the making. 254 miles above Earth, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams and the rest of Crew 9 hugged their relief. It comes after a picture-perfect launch Friday night from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. SpaceX Crew 10 climbing through the skies above a Falcon 9 rocket. Among those waiting for them, Butch and Sunny. The two test pilots for Boeing Starliner, whose mission aboard the ISS turned from 10 days to over 9 months.
And I cannot tell you the immense joy on of our crew when we looked out the window and we saw the space station for the first time.
And after 9 long months, Butch, Sunny, and the rest of Crew 9, one step closer to their return to Earth.
It was a wonderful day. Great to see our friends arrive. So thank you so much.
Coming home, man. Coming home.
They're like one of, I mean, those two are like two of 12 people that have ever stayed that long without gravitational force or whatever. And so I was reading about it, and the kind of thing toll it takes on their body. Not only do they have heart problems when they come back because the blood flows differently in their bodies, right? And even their spinal fluid flows differently in their bodies. They're not going to be able to walk at all. And then it says there's like all these long-term effects on their body. Hopefully they get back. They have to go to a rehab facility for like 60 days.
Wow.
To get them back. They
said
even the weight of a pencil, like even holding a pencil, they're going to be able to feel the weight of it.
As soon as they get off the spaceship, when they get back here, they have to be on a gurney. They can't do anything. But you have to realize that these guys went up there for 8 days. That's it. That's what the mission was. And so that's all they trained for. And they've been up there for 9 months.
Well, I didn't know this. This is kind of fascinating. And I want to play the more you know, with the rainbow. Da-da-ding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a lot of our muscle mass and bone density is the reason why we grow our bone density is to fight gravity. And I had no clue about that. That was pretty interesting to me that we get our bone mass and from fighting gravity.
I had no idea.
Me either, right?
It took Sonny and Butch here to figure that out for us.
Yeah, and so because they don't have gravity on them, their bones are just...
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Pretty crazy, is it? Well, they're on their way home. Well, not yet, but they're going to be on their way home probably tomorrow morning, I think. Or maybe even Wednesday morning.
The earliest is probably Wednesday, depending on the winds.
Man.
Did you guys see the one cosmonaut that came out with the alien mask on?
Yeah, I did.
I would have been so freaked out. He wore an alien mask, you guys, to welcome the new crew. Uh-oh. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like the wrong person's here. Uh-oh. I would guess that if I'm Butch and Sophie or whatever her name is, Sonny, if I'm Butch and Sophie, I'd want to get the hell out of there. As soon as they dock, I'd get my bags, get on, say, let's go. Let's go. Why are we waiting 3 days? We've been here long enough.
I agree with
you. Time to go home, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, it's Monday, St. Patrick's Day. Be careful out there.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Will you look it up and we can come out of this with it?
I sure will. How do you spell that, by the way?
D-O-E-C-H-I-I-S.
All right. Hang on.
Okay, so it's going viral, the song Anxiety, right? And I don't know if you can you turn that down just a hint? I know I'm asking you too many things.
I'm doing 40 things over here.
It was
two. It's a busy day.
It was two. One and a half.
39?
Anyway, so it's
how
all
you
over.
Spell Doe G again.
D O E.
Like Doe, like a deer?
Yeah, C H. Okay. D O E C H I I S.
That's weird.
Or not the S. There's no S. It was just in the article. That was only.
All right, I'm looking. It's called what?
Anxiety.
Coming up next, folks. Because we're on it. We're on it around here.
Is it on this in the system?
Yes.
It should be. Okay.
Yeah, it's in here.
All right, so anyway, that song has gone, you'll hear it after Tablet Trash, it has gone absolutely viral. But the coolest part of it becoming viral is that Will and Ashley, you guys remember who Will and Ashley are from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Sure do.
Anyway, they did their old dance that they one time did on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So Will Smith and I forgot who played Ashley. Actually, it says Titania Ali. I don't know. Anyway, she was Ashley. And so they are dancing in this house, right, to the Anxiety song. And then all of a sudden, Dochi, she comes in. And it's gone viral. I mean,
really?
Millions and millions of views.
I saw it, but I didn't understand it.
That's okay. It is because they were the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I saw it trending over the weekend, I'm not even sure I know what this is.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's Will, and Will is doing the exact same moves that he did in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They actually cut the screenshot and when he was, you know, just a wee one, if you will, and then they put it up against him now, and he remembers all the same moves.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll play that for you next, but just so you guys are all in the know of what's going on there.
Yeah, you're hip. No.
Yeah, you're hip and cool.
Yeah.
Somehow, you guys, in my algorithm, because I love Drive to Survive, it's on Netflix, and it's about F1, and our very own Lewis Hamilton has a stake in the Denver Broncos, right? So he's one of the owners. So I like to bring him up because he is one of our owners, so we gotta respect it.
You like it because he's hot.
He is hot.
There you go.
He is really, really hot. But did you see, like, one of the his teammate who just joined the team with him screwed up the start, and then Lewis Hamilton's daddy hugged him because he was real sad. Not Lewis. He hugged his teammate. How nice is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave him big hugs.
They both had a rough go.
They did have
not a good start.
No, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, friends. And that's Ferrari, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. They joined Ferrari. He was Mercedes for his entire career, basically. And he went to Ferrari. He's
traitor.
Wearing red.
He's a traitor.
Anyway, but what I was going to bring up is because I'm in the algorithm of all these drivers now. I just get all this information. Did you know they asked Lewis, like, hey, what do you spend all your money on? Because, you know, he's worth millions and millions. He's addicted to sunglasses.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, because every time they show his, like, race day fit and he's walking in, I swear, every time I see a picture, it's a different pair of sunglasses.
Well,
I'm like, how do you
wrong.
Even know?
You're not wrong. You know what he said? He said he has thousands and thousands of sunglasses.
That's crazy.
Thousands! I probably have 20 pair, but thousands?
Yeah.
How do you even know what you're going to wear?
Yeah,
with
I
what?
Have like two. I don't even know how you pick those out.
I know. But the amount I've lost, oh, now that equals some. I remember one time I bought this really, really cool pair. I love them. And I looked over the boat. Bloop.
Yeah.
And I jumped in after them to try, because they were like a couple hundred bucks, right? Couldn't find him. Oh. Yeah. I think the me jumping in like a whale probably just pushed him down further.
I think people lose more sunglasses than any item there is on the planet.
I agree with that.
I swear.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Hey, exciting news. Spadil got me some killer audio about Gene Simmons.
Spadil, you don't have audio loaded today.
Hold on.
I got Island of Misfit Toys. You want to hear that?
Oh, I love that.
You know, Gene's going to join me here for the weather. Gene has a little bit of weather experience. So, Gene, you show us everything you've got when it comes to doing the weather here.
Baby, that's quite a lot.
Okay.
You look much better in real life than you do on TV.
Oh, you look great in both.
I know that.
Okay.
That's the best compliment you can get, though.
So, Gene, you're standing right in front of L.A.
Right.
There's probably some rain. Kind of a rain. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What do you think?
The analysis, which is a big word like gymnasium. See, if you look there, that's Las Vegas. Don't pay attention there because we're over here, Los Angeles, right? And Bakersfield, pretty good, but I don't see any numbers, so I can't call out temperatures.
Well, see, here, we're going to get to that in a second.
All right.
My God.
He's not as good as BJ at giving out the weather. I'll say that.
No, he is not. Yeah, no. Yeah, that is true.
I'm solid, man.
Yeah, you
put me with Dave Frazier. What a team.
Yeah, that's way better. It's way better than him.
Hey,
yeah.
Because I wasn't here on Friday because my son stubbed his toe and I had to be on the phone with him the whole time. That's what somebody said. He stubbed his toe and he's 32 years old.
32.
And I had to baby him. Anyway, because of that, I wasn't here on Friday. Did you guys talk about the CNN issue with P. Diddy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that insane?
Well, we talked about it on Friday, and we said that, or I said that, you know, they're reaching for anything they can. They're reaching for anything they can.
No, that's not the point. That's not the point.
What?
The point is, because this is absolutely ridiculous, CNN did this. So CNN had the one and only tape from the hotel. The one and only. Well, for your viewing pleasure, they edited the one and only tape that they had.
Right.
And they made it small, you know, into a little bitty file. So then what did they do like morons with the original tape? They discarded it and they trashed it. So now it cannot be used in a court of law because it's edited.
Right.
And so the original tape that they had, they threw in the trash.
Right.
That is absolutely, like, what were they thinking? Anybody knows if you have the only copy, you keep it intact. I mean, that is insane. They just ruined that whole portion of it.
That is kind of crazy.
But what was aired, what we all saw is what we saw. Okay? The girlfriends come out and said, hey, yeah, it's going to matter because you can't find a jury anywhere that's not seen this. So it's going to matter, I think.
They
are reaching for everything they can, and I don't blame them. They're trying to get him out of jail.
But the thing, I mean, but that's not even... The whole point is, what is CNN doing, right? Like, you have one job.
Yeah.
To protect this piece of evidence that you have, that you were given with, and to protect it and keep it. And then you're like, oh, we've got to put it down to 30 seconds because, you know, we got to get into commercial break and stuff. So, well, let's just edit down 30 seconds where people want to see the good stuff, you know, and we'll just throw away that other stuff. So now they can't use it in the court of law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes zero sense.
But you got to figure, the hotel probably still has it.
No, they're the ones that gave it to CNN.
Yeah, but you would think they have it on their hard drive.
They don't.
It's a computer. It's not like they shot video and gave them a video. It's on a hard drive.
They don't have it. That's what Harvey said.
Yeah, I'm just saying that makes no sense.
Harvey Levin said that it was the security tape, but it was the one and only security tape they had of it, of the hallways, and they gave it to CNN.
Wow.
Yeah. The shocking part of it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But who's surprised with CNN doing that?
I am.
Nothing surprises me with them.
Oh, crazy. Nothing. So crazy.
Especially being a network of journalists. Like,
right, like you know, like you were given this. Bastard. All right, well, anyway. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, you know how I wanted to watch White Lotus? Well, they say that everybody is disgusted because now, I guess there was a scene on White Lotus. I haven't even started it yet, but everybody says it's really, really good, and I haven't started it. But I guess there's these two brothers on the show. Maybe, spoiler alert. And there are two brothers on the show, and they mac out.
Ooh.
No, ew.
Ooh.
They're brothers.
I said, ooh.
Oh, I thought you said, ooh. Ooh, like, ooh.
No. Ooh. Like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. Like we mentioned earlier, Elon Musk, SpaceX crew docks at the International Space Station to bring home the stranded astronauts after 9 months. That was pretty cool. Now, here's my question for all you people that are physicists and stuff. Is it harder to go up than it is to come down? Because I'd like to know that. You know?
I think it is.
You think?
I don't know.
I feel
I'm
like
not
you
a
know everything today.
No, I'm not a physicist. I'm just saying that I but I think it would be harder to go up with the thrust of getting off Earth than to falling back into our gravity.
I think it'd be harder to come down because you got all the friction. You're like heating up a lot from like coming into the atmosphere and all that stuff. There's a lot to
and
manage.
And you got
there,
the gravity
wise.
Pulling you back down.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I was asking for actual people that knew.
Yeah.
Not you three yahoos. And then I have some questions for Amazon drivers. I want to pull the audio from the Amazon driver that supposedly went viral because I don't know if we've been suckered into thinking it's real or not. There's a thing that's going viral, and it's this Amazon driver, and she's putting boxes on the front of a house. The first time, she just shoves them all over. The second time she comes up, she talks in the Ring camera, and she tells the owner, "You are lazy. You need to go to Walmart and pick up this stuff. I'm sick of delivering to your house all this stuff." And I don't know if it's fake or not, but here was my question to you Amazon drivers. Do you see, like, what we get? I mean, because I don't know why she was calling her lazy. I mean, you have to deliver packages anyway. But is she seeing like Palmolive Company? And it's, you know, she's buying dishwashing detergent and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've always wondered that too. If they actually get like a list of what's in the box.
What's in the box, or like, does it say Bic Pen? And it's, you know, one big box for one pen.
It's got to piss you off.
Yeah, right?
If you're a driver and you know, I don't think they know what's in the box. I mean, you can read the outside labels, obviously, but I don't think they know what's in the box, because if they did, man, they got to be upset.
Well, that's why I was wondering why she would be so upset, because she called her lazy. And I'm like, well, why do you have the knowledge that she's lazy? Do you see a list or something on your, you know, little printout?
Grandpa Gus just got a big box with hash browns in it.
Right now.
Hash browns. Go to the store, get you some hash browns.
Right? That's so funny. But Spadilla, if you can grab that audio at some point, but it's got to...
Yeah, there's a lot of F-words in it.
Oh, there's so many F-words.
There's a lot of F-words.
Yeah. But do you think it's real or we've been duped?
Looking at it, I think that it's real.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
It looks real because of the way she handles the boxes.
Yeah, and they tag
when
Amazon
first throws
in
them over.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that tells me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, here's your song. Dochi. Okay. Is it Dochi?
Yeah.
Dochi.
Dochi, and it's called Anxiety.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here we go.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there
going
you go.
Going viral.
Little Doji.
We just did our own dance in here. Yeah.
I wish I could dance like that. That's a good video. Good video. Yeah, the song's kind of so-so, but the video's good.
There is so much green crap in the hallways from the parade. So much. I just went to go get some water, and there's just green crap up and down all the halls.
Plus all of our speakers, everything from the floats in the hallway.
Just dumped right there.
Came back here, dumped it off in the hallway, which I don't blame them on a Saturday. Well, Who cares, right?
Right.
But we had a great time.
It was so fun.
For everybody that made a sign along the parade route, thank you so much. We had hundreds upon hundreds of signs. Beads given out. It's just a nice day. It was just a great parade.
It was
parade.
Beautiful. I was worried because, you know, Friday got a little iffy, right, with the weather and stuff, but it turned out to be beautiful.
And I just my own thinking, okay, but my observation, it was one of the better crowds I've seen in a long time.
I agree.
So nice too, I mean, that thing just kept on going.
It did.
It felt longer for some reason.
I think because we ran out of beads, we're getting scared.
All right, yeah, really, we're panicking a lot.
It really felt long after we ran out of beads.
We ran
out about the time we got to Fox 31.
And we, by the way, we've already had a talk about this. It won't happen again.
No.
No.
I hope it doesn't.
I'm putting in my own money next year.
It's taken me and you 15 years for people to wake up around here and realize what you have to have.
Okay, don't get all bitchy, Grandpa.
15 years!
I think you've been around Grandpa Gus too much.
I barely saw him all week.
Oh, you did?
I got a check on him today.
Because your wife is out of town, right?
She's
in Mexico.
Yeah, I watched so much basketball, Jamie.
You did?
Oh, my God.
The brackets haven't even started yet.
The what?
The brackets.
Oh, yeah. No, but you had all the tournaments over the weekend.
My God, your ass is going to be so flat.
Dude, I went home Saturday after the parade. I had lunch with my son, and then I went straight home, and I watched basketball until midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, and then got up all day Sunday and watched basketball. That's all I've done all weekend. Huh?
Aren't you sore?
A little bit. A little bit.
Like stiff?
Like atrophied?
Yeah, a little bit. Lower back.
Until midnight? You sat in a recliner? Oh, my God.
You're like one of those astronauts.
Watch your basketball.
You can't walk at all.
And guess what? It's not going to get any easier.
That's what I'm saying.
Brackets coming up.
Right.
Because
that goes into April, right?
Yeah, the sad part is that she gets home on Thursday. That's when the tournament starts. That's kind of a pisser.
Oh, man, that is, isn't it? What timing?
Yeah, it really
she
sucks.
Planned it that way.
I swear, if she would go for it, I'd pay for the extra stay.
Oh,
say,
my God, you're so rude, and it's also your son.
Four more days. Enjoy the beach. Four more days. Come on.
Let's see here. Oh, it says, okay, so the first four games are not included in our bet.
Okay, because they have these playing games. If you're doing March Madness, you know, they added this playoff thing, which is a crock, to be honest with you. But they start really tomorrow night.
Right, but she said our $20 doesn't go for the first four games.
First four games.
The first four are not included.
Then how do you know who's playing who for the rest of the bracket?
I don't know.
Because whomever wins it has to play somebody in the bracket.
I think that's when it starts for us. We'll know who is in that bracket.
Like when they're finalized.
Yeah.
So you don't fill out your bracket until Thursday morning?
Yeah, I guess not.
That
makes sense.
That's the only way you could do it, right?
Yeah, it does make sense.
All right, have you seen where Buc-ee's has pulled out of Palmer Lake?
I did.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Those guys down there, they're rejoicing over this.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, she drives, she works in the Springs, and so she was not looking forward to the I-25 situation at all. I mean, it's already been, Monument's been under construction for, I don't know, 2 years,
yeah,
right? And so she was not looking forward to that.
You said this from the beginning.
It was
that's just a horrible location when it comes to congestion. All right, I'll play you the audio.
We're thinking Pueblo. We want Pueblo. Well, Pueblo needs something.
They're searching. I'd like it a little bit closer to town, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
Because that's like fun. It's a road trip, right? Go to Pueblo.
It's an experience.
Go to Bucky's.
Yeah. And Pueblo needs something.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You're right. You're right. All right, I'll play you the audio, but Bucky's has pulled out of Palmer Lake. It's all coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
We had a little train wreck, but everybody's okay now. Yeah. We're all better.
Well, the tracks, man, they're bumpy.
Yeah.
Tracks are bumpy. That's because we're all celebrating the Irish this morning.
Right. We're having green beer.
Yeah, we're having Guinness. We're having all whiskey. We're having everything here in the studio. Jamie, pour me another one.
Sure.
Man, oh, man. That's why you're hearing so many train wrecks today. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Can you believe there are people in bars right now?
If you think about it. That's crazy.
a little wacky.
I told you, and I tell you this every single year, I tell you this. I cannot drink green beer. I don't know what it is. I know it's the same thing. I know you can't taste like, food coloring, but it just, I don't know. It's something about my eye. Visually, I cannot drink it. It just,
it's a mental block. You're just like, nope.
Spoiled to you.
I don't know what it is. It's just something mentally. It
just not natural.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the food coloring either.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
All right, everybody enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Just be safe. That's all. Uber, you got to figure Uber and Lyft are going to be very busy today.
Yes, okay,
going to be extremely busy. All right, Bucky's, I'll do this very quickly here because the people of Palmer Lake, when they first found out that Bucky's thought about building down there, man, were they livid. They're like, we don't need that. We don't. We've seen the chaos.
I don't get what exit. I mean, I should have looked into it. But what is it? The exit by where that the campgrounds are?
I think it might say on this report.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Let's see.
A popular travel center is hitting the brakes now on a plan to expand in Colorado. The mayor of Palmer Lake, which is down in El Paso County, told our partners at KRDO that Bucky's has withdrawn its annexation request for a proposed development in that county. Bucky's officials cited a technical issue, said they're still interested in exploring options at that location. But since December, locals have been voicing their objection to the location. They're worried about traffic.
That little beaver has his tail between his legs.
I'm telling you, Pueblo's where it's at.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Pueblo.
Yeah, that didn't say exactly what exit it is. No, I thought it was that Palmer Lake exit.
Well, yeah, and so it'd be further than where that stupid, I'm not stupid, that Yosemite or what's it? What is it? You guys drive by it too, I'm sure, when you go on your way to Colorado Springs. It's
exactly.
Yogi Bears or something. Remember, it's Yogi's Campgrounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Yogi's Campgrounds.
Yeah, you guys, you should actually take your son there. It looks really fun. They have cabins and everything.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's right on the west side of
I-25. It's crazy because it's literally, you can see the highway. It's like, why would you put it right there?
I think that too, because my friend, she and her husband and their kids, it's affordable for them to because they have like 8 kids, and so they always go and get a cabin because they go swimming there and everything. But I think the same thing. I'm like, it's right on the highway.
Nothing says camping like by the interstate.
That is my kind of camping, folks.
I know it is.
I'd love to buy a camper and just park it at Walmart. I got no problem with that, man. Oh, I'm all about the Yogi Bear.
So we'll see what
happens. Let's go to Yogi. All right, this is the Amazon driver Jamie was talking about. Okay, this video I saw several times over the weekend, and I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it.
It's spliced. So here's the first part. The first part is somebody has like, I don't know, she has like 10 boxes on a what is that?
Dolly.
On a dolly, right? And she just pushes them over, and they just go all over the front, okay? And I don't know if that's the same woman because you can't see her face, but they just push them over, and it's the same entry of the house. That goes, okay, fine, bye, blah, blah, blah. Then the next video that you see of the house is this woman, an Amazon driver, just going ballistic in the Ring camera. Here it is.
Waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this house. The waters are the you ordered all of the I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you ordered.
By the way, this video is from Jamie's house.
Yeah, right?
You are the laziest house in this whole goddamn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're full of I hate everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is go to the store from Walmart pickup or Central pickup or whatever and go put in your own truck and go do it yourself. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring the we break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nose, we break everything to bring you this and you're ungrateful as I hope you know that
person is not working for Amazon today. Now look, everything he says is probably true. It's probably true. You are a lazy person. He's there every day. But I got a feeling. Yeah. Is it a she?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything she says is true. But I'm not sure that Amazon's going to go along with this. I think they're going to fire you.
Or, well, she does say in the beginning, I've been waiting to say this forever, so maybe she was planning on quitting.
Maybe.
Like a blaze of glory moment.
And we've been saying this for the past, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years. If the Amazon drivers only knew what was in those boxes,
right?
I think everyone would be all upset about it. That you don't go out and buy it on your own. Grandpa Gus, my father-in-law, orders hash browns.
I know.
That drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Right? I feel bad for the driver.
Well, the thing is, like, we have to ask Upsy, the hot UPS guy.
Yeah.
Does it make him crazy? Because in my opinion, and I don't know, you're going to have to stop at every house anyway. What does it matter that you're stopping at the same house every day?
And I'm not sure Uppy's a good one to ask, and here's why. Nice. Because of his daily routine here at our radio station, Jamie, that would have to drive you nuts what he does.
All those computers?
He comes in here every day. There's a company here in the building that has a ton of computers, and they swap them out every day. Every day. So he shows up with like 35 boxes every day that he has to bring in and take others out.
So what it is it's a work from home company, and they give you a free computer to use. And then all these people are like, wait a minute, I don't like this whole job thing. And so then they send it back, and that's what he's bringing back.
They have a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
Every day he's bringing in 25, 35 computers every single day. So he's got to hate it.
Look what I have. I ordered a book. I read.
What is the book?
It's called, Barbara, well, I just got it because I brought my mail in to open here at work.
It's a live unboxing right now.
Yeah, it really is. It's called Barbara O'Neill's Sustain Me, a handbook of natural remedies, the 9 foundational pillars for health.
Oh, my gosh. On your wellness journey.
On my wellness
journey.
You're
doing wall yoga. Now you got this. Come on.
See? Wall yoga and wellness. Look, it's a real life book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'd get upset about that one, too.
Why?
Actually, that's better than hash browns.
It is better than hash browns. It is. True story.
I got a question, okay? Because we saw these videos over the weekend. If you're a Tesla driver, are you afraid to park your car anywhere right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it next. Let's do it next because this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
Well, yeah, and then somebody did it in Lakewood. Did you see that?
I saw the video. They're looking for that person. All right, we'll get to it when we come back, but that's an honest question. I feel bad for the Tesla owners. I really do. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no. I can't hear that ever again.
I did this just for you, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
This is for my parade float. On Saturday.
2 hours of this song just over and over in a loop. I was being waterboarded.
Just torturing ourselves.
I had to play that for you.
Oh, my God.
Man, we had a superb time.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
What a great parade that was.
Except for, in a little bit, I'm not going to do it now, but I am calling for an investigation.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we are.
I agree with you.
Independent.
Yeah, we got a situation. We got to expose this.
Yeah,
because
it's a crime. We will.
It's a crime.
We'll take him down.
I want to do a shout out real quick to Fox 31 for Kurt and I don't know the lady's name.
Andrea.
Sorry, Andrea.
Yep.
They really plugged us well on Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, they were really.
And we were live on the whole cast.
I saw the picture that you found.
Yeah. Well, somebody had taken it for me.
That's awesome.
Somebody said, Jamie, I was watching the news, and there you were. And I was like, oh, good gravy.
And if you saw the picture, they got a great shot of Jamie. And for me, they just got my ass.
They did, and it was
awesome. That's all they got.
Well, they couldn't yell at you to turn around.
Yeah. And we were all both on like one side or the other.
I'm complaining about the timing. I'm not complaining about them. I'm just saying my timing.
Oh, okay? Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, let me play this audio here. There's a person they're looking for. Is it in Lakewood?
I feel like it is Lakewood.
Lakewood. And this person is vandalizing a Tesla. And, this is going on all over the country. These people don't deserve that. I mean, you should be able to have a vehicle, no matter what the make and model is, without it being targeted wherever you park it. That's crazy to me.
Well, after you play it, I have some comments
all
about
right.
that.
Okay. Here it is. This is the news report. Clearly, on video, this guy walks up and starts scraping on a Tesla.
Just after midnight on Friday.
No, it's a dude. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
No, I read the story. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
Jamie, I read the...
She's trans.
Oh.
Just after midnight on Friday,
we had a call of a arson or a fire at the Tesla dealership. So our officer arrived in under 2 minutes, noticed the fire, and it immediately extinguished
it. The building and several vehicles were also damaged by what appeared to have been...
Yeah, that's not the right one.
Yeah, that's in Loveland. That's at the Tesla dealership.
Yeah, that's
in Loveland.
That happened a while.
A little mix up there. Spadell, the other one is in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Loveland fire happened a while back.
Yeah, you're looking for the dude.
That's the one that they have on their website. I don't know.
There's
the
another
woman.
One.
Okay.
Yes.
She's
the woman.
A woman.
She is a... All right. Let me get to the point here. Oh, wait a minute. You've got a couple of comments you said before I get started. Okay.
Before you, don't get me started. All right. So first of all, they did that AI thing or whatever where they saw her. She had a mask on when she did it. And they did that thing where it matched her up with other pictures, you know, in circulation. And so she was at the LBGT... EFGHIJKLMNOP thing for trans people, and so they actually have her face.
They do.
They have her whole face now. Yeah. Oh. So because somebody did some investigating and they found her whole face. So she doesn't like Elon, right? My neighbors, when Carson put it up, I don't know, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, it was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. Carson put it up on there that, hey, Jamie, because it's time to get a new car, right? I'm at 110,000 miles and my car's falling apart. And so I was thinking about a Tesla. So I wasn't even thinking political or anything on the Bible, you guys. I was not even like, it wasn't even, I've been talking about it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think it's a cool car, right?
Yeah.
I did say that Slacker, you know, seems like a douchebag at the beginning when he got it when it was super cool.
Yeah.
But then it grew on me like a fungus. Like I was like, this car is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been talking about it for a long time. So my neighbors just got one. I was like, you guys, I just got reamed for thinking about wanting one of these. And they go, what are you talking about? I go, apparently it's political. And my neighbors are the sweetest people on the planet. I have no idea if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't know what they are, right? And they go, what? And then Christina like leans over and she goes, what are you talking about? And they have temporary tags on their Tesla. That's how new it is. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, it's a whole thing. Like people are mad and they're going to do bad things to your car. Keep it in. And she's like, what? They had no idea.
And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that have the Tesla. They have no idea.
Exactly.
No idea. And they're now afraid to park it anywhere because it's going to be vandalized.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So there's a new sticker you can get, okay, that tries to help prevent the vandalism.
Right.
And you put it on your Tesla and it says, I'm so sorry. I bought this before I knew that Elon was crazy.
Yeah. You know, and if I had a Tesla, if I had a Tesla and I'm, you know, a Republican, okay?
Right.
But if I had a Tesla, I would put that sticker on.
That's what I'm saying.
To keep somebody from scratching my car.
Right?
Because it would be worth that to me.
Except for they have temporary tags, so I don't know how anybody's going to believe them.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go
But they literally,
over.
You guys, I mean, they are like, what are, they had no idea that this is a thing.
Right.
They got it because they loved it, and they had no idea.
People bought the Tesla for most people, I would say. Nobody bought it because of Elon.
Well,
nobody did.
Christina
you bought
leans
it because...
over, she goes, wait, we were doing something good for the environment.
Yeah.
And I go, not anymore. And I just start laughing like a witch.
You didn't,
and then they drove off.
You didn't want to continue using fossil fuels. There are different reasons. Nobody went out and bought this car because they're a huge fan of Elon Musk.
No, they
okay?
didn't even know. Yeah, there was a
my
thing.
Personal opinion is, and Jamie knows this from the very beginning, I've never been a Tesla fan.
Ever.
Ever.
No.
And I'm still not today.
And when I
still
started to think about getting one even last year, you were like, oh my God, you're so trendy. You're like, you're a follower.
Right. Which my take on it and your take on it and what I said to you had nothing to do with politics.
Well, Elon wasn't even part of that situation last year.
No, it had nothing to do. I'm more for fossil fuel. I like having an engine in my car. That's my take. But if you decide to go buy one, more power to you. But you shouldn't have one that you can't even park it anywhere without somebody scratching it up on you.
You know how... you don't have a lot of friends, right?
Yeah.
You have like two?
I think it's down to one.
No, you have Paul and Pete. You're two Ps.
Pete's iffy. Yeah.
I found you a new friend.
Who?
Oh, my God. I told him to call in this morning because you would... He is a fossil man.
He is a fossil man.
He's here from Oklahoma drilling.
I am
your friend if you're a fracker.
Did you know that there's an Oklahoma burger?
No.
I didn't either.
What?
Burger?
A burger. No, it's like, called the Oklahoma burger.
He's from Oklahoma.
I don't know. You got to smoosh down the patty. He was telling me about it. So I met your new friend, and he's from, I forgot his name, but he's from Oklahoma. And man, does he talk like he's from Oklahoma. And he's a fracker. Yeah. And he said here in Colorado that it's embarrassing to call some of these burgers Oklahoma burgers because it's an embarrassment to Oklahoma. They're not doing it right at all.
Saying the big thing with it is it has a lot of thinly sliced onions in the patty.
Oh, I love onions.
Well, I guess they do the Oklahoma burger really wrong in Colorado.
Not enough onions, I guess.
I was mad about that.
We can fix that.
Right?
Yeah. Put the onions on there, pal.
But anyway, it's your new friend.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it because I've got room.
If a guy from Oklahoma calls, take him because he's...
Okay.
I can't wait to hear his accent.
Yeah. Show up at 10. Yeah. Maybe I'm a hang all day.
Yeah, right?
St. Patrick's Day. All right. BJ,
I mean, I found
Jimmy
your other two friends, so I might as well find you a third one.
Well, it's rough out there, man.
It is.
For me to find friends. All right. Well, we'll be right back. We got to get to Tabloid Trash. That's coming up next here on the program. Happy Monday, everybody. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Woo-hoo! Enjoy your day today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty! I know that this is, you know, kind of old. It's about 2 weeks old, but I just saw it, so it's pretty funny to me. You know, Spencer Pratt from The Hills, he is married to Heidi, that girl that had all the plastic surgery, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Sadly, they lost their home in the fires, in the LA fires, in Malibu. And so he takes us through kind of the stuff. They look through all the charred stuff. And it's really kind of sad because, you know, they lost everything, even if you don't like them and you're not fans of them, which a lot of people are not. But he went to call, let's say, you know, Xfinity, Comcast, whoever, whatever, to shut off his cable. Okay, because he said, I no longer have a house there. And so you guys just sent me a bill, but I don't have a house there. And they're like, okay, that's fine. We understand that you're turning off your cable. Can you please return the boxes?
Oh, boy.
So ridiculous.
They're melting.
And he's like, what? And she goes, yeah, you know, you're renting the boxes and we're going to need those back. Otherwise, we're going to have to charge you for them. And so he went to the house and somehow, by the grace of God, he found the box, the freaking cable box, which is just, I mean, you know, everything's burned off of it. It's just a metal shell of a box, but you can tell that it has some inlets, you
and
know?
It's got like that fan on the back that keeps it cool,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly, yeah. And he sent it back to him.
You know, that's a guy on a mission to prove a point.
Exactly.
Okay? Because if that were me, I'd just say, look, they're melting. Okay,
exactly.
I would have called him.
Right.
He wanted to prove a point.
He did.
He wanted to post a picture.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure that the statement was out there that, hey, look, dummies, it burned.
It's pretty funny, though.
It is pretty funny.
The fact that he could find it, too, is pretty amazing. All right, there's a couple of things. Hey, I think Andrew McCarthy is coming to the library. Well, it's Denver Marriott South. At Park Meadows. He's the guy that was on, you know his face. Nobody knows his name. But he was on, you know, the one about the high school. It was really popular a long time ago.
Glee? Not Glee.
No, it's really old. With Demi Moore.
Was it Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Pretty in Pink, yes. And what?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I was just naming random high school ones.
No.
Yeah.
No, but Fast Times at Ridgemont, I mean, Pretty in Pink, and then also St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay, yeah, that's on you.
He was part of the Brat Pack. Do you remember the Brat Pack?
No.
You don't?
No.
So anyway, he was part of the Brat Pack, but he's coming to town, I think. He has a new memoir out, and I wanted to tell you guys something. This is why I'm bringing it up, because, you know, whatever. The Douglas County Libraries are bringing him to town. But did you guys know, this is crazy, I just learned this. You was how old when you learned this? If you get a library card, you know how when we post something or whatever, like I pay for the Gazette. I pay like, I don't know, $7 a month to get the Gazette because it's in Colorado Springs, right? And I want to know what's going on so we can talk about it on the air. But I can't get the articles unless I pay the stupid $7 a month. Mm-hmm. And then like if you go to the New York Times, you can't get the article until you pay $3.99. You can't do, did you know if you get a library card, this is crazy. You get a library card. They have an actual platform where you can go and read all the articles from all these places. The Gazette, New York Times.
Because they have subscriptions or is it
Yeah, it's just part of their library system. You can go, I have to find out the format, but you can go to the Wall Street Journal. You just put in your little library card.
And they're exempt?
Yeah.
So they don't have to pay?
None of us will.
Right.
None of us will.
No, I'm saying the library, so they have a deal.
Isn't that cool?
Never heard of that.
And like I get... I'm not. I get Architectural Digest because I'm, you know, bougie like that. But it's expensive. No, they have it online at the libraries.
Wow.
I could just get it from them.
But we're not going to go.
Well, I'm just saying I don't want to pay this money to get the Gazette.
All you have to do is get a card.
That's you don't have to go anywhere. You would read it on your computer. You get
I thought you had to go to the library.
No. Oh, to get the card.
Yeah. You got
to
go
to the card.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's easy. But
yeah, this website says you just put in your library card number and then they'll let you in.
Yeah, and you can just read everything for free.
Uh-huh.
Why am I paying?
It's DCL.org.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Douglas County Libraries, DCL.org.
Do you have to be in Douglas County?
Well, for that one, but I'm sure every single county
has
their
own. Yeah, they probably have the same thing.
Yeah. Yours is probably J.
Probably J.
Yeah, JCL.com.
JCL.com. I'll try that.
What county do you live in?
Denver.
I bet yours is D.
It probably starts with D.
Yeah, try that D.
I'll try it out.
Anyway, just helpful hints from Jamie.
I'll put that up on our Facebook page, too, for anyone who wants
to see it. Because I think it's kind of cool, because I've been paying for all these stupid things. Like, you know, there would be a really good one from Wall Street Journal, and you sit there and you're like, really? I have to buy it to read this? Oh, no, not anymore. I just have to go get a library card. You're welcome. All right. Critics are talking about the Snow White. I didn't even know there was a woke Snow White. Did you guys?
No idea.
I had no idea.
I
you
did? Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. The first reviews of the new woke Snow White film were released yesterday as controversy over the Disney remake rumbles on. It says, following a series of scandals and PR nightmares, they've kind of put off the Disney project. They've scaled back on their plans. They were supposed to have this big premiere for it and all this stuff, but now people are mad about it. I don't even know what's going on, you guys.
They got rid of the dwarves, didn't they?
Oh, is that what happened?
Remember that? Oh, yeah. This became a news story like a year and a half ago.
Oh, they're not dwarves. They're little people.
No, it's called Snow White and the Dwarves.
Well, it's now
the
Snow
original
White.
One.
Now it's just Snow White.
No, no, no. It's dwarves that they got rid of. No. They fired the dwarves. That's not cool. You don't fire the little people.
There you go.
Dwarves?
No!
I'm a friend of Dave the Dwarf, and he gave me permission to use that word.
Only for him.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, didn't they get rid of the dwarves in this thing?
I think... You just have to do that to me, don't you?
Well, it's Snow White and the dwarfs.
You know you're pushing my buttons.
But it's Snow White and the dwarfs.
You're just like, watch Jamie get mad. Watch her get mad.
That's why it's woke, though, Jamie. That's the whole story.
Push a button. Push a button. Not you. I mean, my buttons. I don't mean go to commercials. You're pushing my buttons. Yeah, it is about the dwarfs.
It is. Okay. Like, okay,
I meant
that.
Little
right,
people.
Listen,
oh,
listen.
My God. I totally screwed up. Wait a minute. I was drawn into that. That is not my fault.
Beta.
I apologize to everybody. That is you.
Listen.
You
listen,
put it in my
listen.
Brain, and
Here's
then my brain was like, what's
right,
going on?
Let me make my point, okay? The reason this is a story is because it's woke, right?
Correct.
Okay. The reason it's woke is because they dropped the dwarf.
Stop saying that.
That's why it's woke.
But they didn't completely get rid of them. They made them CGI. They're just not, there's no actors.
They got rid of the actors.
But they're
they
look still like
little,
on there.
They look like little
but
trolls.
But it's cartoons.
Kinda.
But you're making it sound like they got rid of dwarves entirely. It's
they,
just they got rid of the actors that are playing
them.
They
fired the actors. That's the point.
That's the biggest, yeah, that's
yeah,
the biggest
they
problem.
They fired the little people.
They're good.
But why does that make it, wouldn't that make it like less woke? Because if they were woke, they would be giving them jobs.
But.
Well, they can't call it the OG, which was Snow White and the Seven Blanks.
Yeah.
Dwarves.
Don't just yell it up like that. Like you have Tourette's.
Let me ask you this. Is this thing going to bomb? You think it's going to bomb? I think it is. I think Disney has gone just a little too far, and people want it close to the original.
That's what they're saying.
I think that's what you want. That's why you go see it.
But the thing is, if you watch any of the OGs, yeah, that's right, I'm saying OG like I'm cool. if you watch any, like Rudolph, Santa is a jerk.
Yes.
He is so mean to Rudolph.
He's kind of a bully.
He's such a bully. He gets charcoal and puts it over his nose. Like, nobody wants to see that kid.
They have an island for misfit toys.
Exactly.
It's wrong. And
the whole thing is wrong.
But I love it.
I know.
It plays every year.
I know.
Every year.
It does teach our kids, like, if you're not exactly like the rest of them, you get put on an island. Yeah, I mean, the storyline is kind of wrong.
But that's okay for Christmas.
Not kind of.
That's okay around Christmas, though, because it's a special time of the year. Get it? Special time of the year.
Hey!
It is.
Everything is wrong.
What am I doing wrong today?
Oh, my God.
Back to Snow White. Oh. She needs the live dwarfs.
Oh, my
dwarfs.
God.
Okay?
Yes.
She does.
It's going to be the slackest
it makes the show.
Show any day now.
No, he doesn't want to work with you.
I know
he told me that once.
He did. Well, yeah. I figured.
He's a good handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, it was a good run. Well, it was a good run.
All right, good run. Good run.
I think I'm done. There you go. I did one story, I think, and something about libraries.
That was stellar. That was a good report. I liked it. I really did.
BJ and Jamie.
What?
I know it's St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's all happy today, drinking, having a good time.
Everybody.
Bars opened at 6 a.m. and certain...
The potatoes. You got to get yourself a potato.
But here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show...
We got problems.
We got a little bit of a blemish on our St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Now, I'm not completely sure, because I didn't...
Oh, you're dead on. You kidding?
Okay.
You've nailed this.
All right, so here's the thing.
You're just trying to be nice.
No, I don't know if he officially won yet because I didn't check it right at 8.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I checked it at like 7.
And there could be some straggler voters or something.
Yeah, so there was still an hour.
So we don't know for sure.
So before we accuse...
Because
I didn't get a full... I don't know if... Did anybody check the website at 8 p.m.?
So I checked it at 7:30.
Yeah.
And it was weird to me because the last time I checked it was like 7. We were at 22%.
Right.
And then somehow we went down to 21%.
Wait, we did?
Yeah. I don't know how you go down.
You can't.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can.
How?
If other people get more votes, it takes away the percentage.
No, that's not kind of how they did it.
But that's counting everyone who voted for us.
Right. It's the total percentage.
You're missing the point.
Yeah.
It's total.
You can only have 100%.
The percentage can go down.
Really?
Percentage can go down. Yeah. The more votes that come in.
But that doesn't make sense. Hold on. That doesn't make sense, though, because when he went up to 24%, we stayed at 22.
We were still, yeah.
Well, then other people would have moved down.
It's 100%, and then it splits up. And it's all about the votes that come in. But we're talking about the St. Patrick's Day Parade float voting, okay? And we have won for the past 5 years.
Yep.
Every single year we've won. And we smell a rat. Oh, let me start the investigation for you. Because I know
I want
a private, independent investigation. Oh, yeah.
What is this?
This is our investigation music that Schmidl found for
us. Whoa, okay. All right, so here's the thing. All right, I'm going to get serious for a minute. First of all, the way they set up the voting was weird this year. It was just weird.
I didn't like it either.
Because you had to vote for everything.
Yes.
Every category.
Yes.
Last year, you could just go in and just vote for media.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say you were in a band. You can just do your section.
Yep. Pick a category. Just pick whatever you're interested in and what you actually saw.
Right. But this year they forced you to do all 10 of the categories, which is interesting because I don't know some of the categories. I didn't see some of the things. Right? Like I didn't.
Well, I voted on one category that was just horses.
They had a horse category?
Yeah, they did.
They had a horses.
Obviously, I voted for it.
It's like best horse or something. Yeah.
And if you didn't vote for everything, it wouldn't count your vote.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. So I was just hitting whatever. Okay, so then I text my girlfriends. I'm like, hey, we have to get our numbers up. And then I see that our sister station, who is texting me like a crazy person right now? Hold on. Let me just turn this off.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. I was like, okay, hey, friends, can you guys vote? Because somehow we're losing, which I don't, we were in second. Behind The Mountain, which is our sister station.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Hardy.
Yeah.
And as you know and I know, Dan Hardy likes to enter every contest and try to win it.
He's a cheater.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
I'll say it. He's a cheater.
He cheats
at everything.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, it's all about those mantles on his, or those trophies on
his
mantle.
He's collected trophies this year.
He's not a cheater, but what he is he's a man that likes to win, okay?
He's a
prize whore. Yeah.
He is a prize whore.
Wow. He's a trophy whore.
There you know what he is?
Yeah.
No, he's that guy that even in his 40s, he still got his, when he was 5 years old, when he played soccer,
he still has that trophy. Yeah. He has a trophy case in the Mountain Studios, and it's like all the things he ever won because he enters everything. We don't even try to enter any of the stuff.
We really don't. We don't submit anything.
When he came in and said, oh, I won Colorado Broadcaster of the Year or whatever, we're like, wait, when was that? Remember, we didn't even know that they had it.
What is that?
I know. So anyway, so here's what happened.
Okay.
So my friend then, she says, you know you can vote more than once. And I said, what? You can vote more than once? That's ridiculous. And she goes, yeah, my friend just told me. And I go, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, because it's a beautiful day. It's Sunday. I'm not going to sit there in my phone and like vote.
Well, and especially in years past, you couldn't. You literally would not be allowed to vote more than once.
Right.
Anyone.
So I thought that was pretty funny, right? And then I thought to myself, okay, now this makes more sense why Dan Hardy and The Mountain are above us. Because he and his fiance have sat on their phones all damn day long during this beautiful day. They're not out in the sunshine.
Nope.
They are sitting on their phones just voting because it kept going, ticking up. And I was like, listen, he doesn't have, I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, but we have more pull social media wise than he does, right?
Right. Way more.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. I'm trying to be nice.
He's a cheater. I'm telling you right now, the guy's a cheater.
So, I mean, you know, like how it goes. But anyway, so I know, well, I don't have the proof of it, but I can picture in my head he and his fiance, who she's a lovely lady, sitting there.
We're going to get them this year.
So at the very end, at 7 p.m. Later on, I was like, I'm going to just go look at it and see. But here's the thing. You couldn't get the percentages unless you voted again.
Right.
So I did, and I will be honest, I voted twice because I wanted to see the percentages at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have my phone number in there twice to see, and I admit that. But what I want to have happen is I want the people at St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Spadil, you can stop the music.
And Belko. And Belko and all of that to go in and see how many times he and his fiance put their phone number in.
I think you're disqualified if you did it more than 3 times.
I do too.
I do.
Obviously not two. Two's fine.
No, yeah, because we'll go with three.
Would be
three is the number.
Yeah, three is the number.
Any vote that he did after 3, you got to discount it, right?
Yeah.
You got to do it. That's the only fair thing to do right now.
Right?
He's such a damn cheater.
Well, I don't. Really I don't want to call him that because I don't have proof. But it doesn't make sense that they, you know, the mountain, you know.
Yeah, really. Like they beat us.
Come on, we had gummy bear song. What song they play? Did they play an old Air Supply song over and over?
Did they even give out one strand of beads? No. We gave out 10,000.
I know.
And we were way short.
I know. So
they didn't give out any.
It's just a little suspect.
It
that's
is
all.
Suspect.
And no, because he loves to win and he enters. I mean, you guys, this guy, there's going to be like, he enters every city has the best of, yeah. You know, like dentist, best. Every city he enters his name for. Everyone. Commerce City, the best dentist, best doctor, best DJ. He enters them all.
But to sum it up, we're not bitter.
We're not bitter. We're not bitter. We just know what happened. We are very aware. Independent investigation now.
He's a cheater.
Don't say that.
He's a cheater.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the Odyssey app, and the podcast will be there later today. Don't forget, you can get the Slacker Show, too, on the podcast. That's the Odyssey app. Download it for your phone. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I feel like it's over in my head, but I'll participate.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a lot of people out today, yep. Maybe after work, maybe a little bit more so. But I think a lot of people are skipping out today and going to take maybe a half day or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, so the celebration is on. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. High wind warning today. We're supposed to hit 60-mile-per-hour winds in town.
Dude, it was so windy last night. It was terrifying.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
My house, too, though.
Yeah, it was. You know, you really know how crappy your windows are when it's windy.
Yeah.
When they're, like, flexing.
Yeah. No, it literally. So I have wooden shutters, right? They blew open, and that window doesn't even have an opening. You know, it's just a big,
really?
It's a big pane glass window with no, you can't open it. And I have wooden shutters over it and they blew open. Yeah. Tell me I don't have a leak.
You do.
Yeah. You might need new windows.
Yeah, right?
You can tell everything that's not fastened out.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is when it gets that windy. And it was very windy this morning at my house. I got here to the radio station, not so bad, but at my house this morning it was very windy.
So
and I live near Ken Carl.
Don't throw your cigarettes out. This is one of those days that terrifies me. Don't throw your cigarettes on the ground. I mean, it just takes a little bit. And if you're pulling anything in your trailer or whatever, make sure your chains are up.
And then snow tomorrow.
Really?
Okay, I don't know about that now because...
You told me that, Carson.
No, hold on. Hold on. That's because when we came
you
in...
You did.
When we came in this morning, okay, and I checked the last time.
No.
They were all saying, oh my gosh, chance of snow on Tuesday, midday. And now I'm looking at my weather app and it just shows wind.
You liar.
No! And... They're also saying chance of snow in the mountains, but they moved on.
Tomorrow it says it's going to be 60 degrees.
Way to go, Carson.
What?
Way to go. Did I not come
People
in this
can
morning?
Back me up on this.
Every day it shows like it's going to be nice all this week.
They were talking snow this morning, tomorrow.
60. All right, here's the highs. Tuesday, 60. Wednesday, not so good, 44. Then 57, 51, 60, 56, 65.
Jamie, here's the way it went. I came in this morning. I looked at Carson, and I said, Carson, look at this. Snow by Wednesday. Because Wednesday's supposed to be a cool-off. Precip could be snow, right? He goes, no, you're wrong. It's going to be on Tuesday.
They said midday Tuesday this morning. I swear to you.
A high of 61.
Yeah, and they said it last night. And then, hold on. And then I checked it, and now it's just wind.
No.
And all the snow's moved to the mountains.
You are still drunk.
Well, from the Avs game.
Yeah.
Man, what a game. We beat Dallas. That was insane.
You are still liquored up from Saturday, the Avs game.
Yeah.
You probably have a couple of shooters in your pocket right now. St. Patrick's Day.
BJ and Jamie.
Favorite time of year.
Go Rams!
Go CSU!
That's so cool they're in it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, right?
They beat the crap out of that team over the weekend.
Boise State.
Ooh, yeah. Lordy, they whipped them. And they play Memphis. I don't know if it's Thursday or Friday. I haven't looked at this.
So the actual bracket, like the real bracket, start on Tuesday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The brackets are floating around offices all over the place. And a lot of people who don't even watch basketball, you fell out
of
bracket.
Can I see your bracket?
Everybody has a chance.
Do you have a bracket?
Oh, I put it back here.
Oh, okay.
So I can save it for us for tomorrow or... Yeah. Whatever. Here you go. All right. There you go. All right.
I'm just looking at some names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grand Canyon seems like a winner.
They're pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually.
Okay, I'm just...
give me a couple of teams. I'll show you how much I know about college basketball, okay?
All right, let's go.
Fire one up on me.
Sure. How about Liberty?
Liberty, yeah, they don't really have a chance. Yeah, they're bad.
It's pronounced Bibberty.
I mean, they're okay. Bibberty? Is there a misprint on my...
Liberty Bibberty.
It's Bibberty.
Yeah.
It's Bibberty. Anyway, it's a commercial, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see here. How about MSM?
Not sure who that is.
It says
Mississippi State? St. Mary's.
It's no. It's Amer MSM.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know them. Oh, I thought you knew everything about it.
Well, I know some of them. I don't know.
VCU?
VCU is Virginia Commonwealth.
Oh, very nice. Okay. That was good.
University.
What about Robert Morris? Where's that?
Robert Morris.
Where's that?
Where's Robert? Uh-oh, Spadil's got his hand up. Good.
Yeah. MSM is Mount St. Mary's.
Oh.
Yeah, I mentioned St. Mary.
Yeah.
I know where this one is. SIU Edwardsville. Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yeah.
SIU?
Edwardsville. So we have SIU Carbondale and we have SIU Edwardsville.
Oh, okay.
I almost
Southern
went to Illinois University.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Edwardsville.
All right.
Yeah, Saluki.
All right. Yeah.
It's a Saluki.
Yep.
I wonder if Edwardsville is also, it must be. It's the same system. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We know Gonzaga. We know Clemson. How about that McNeese?
Yeah, I don't know McNeese.
McNeese is.
Yeah. Cool. I used to take laundry to a dry cleaner named McNeese.
That's your only fan.
It was. It was McNeese Cleaners.
The only guy that thinks you're funny is that one.
He's consistent, though.
I thought it was funny. It's good.
What about Wofford?
Wofford.
Wofford. Yeah, where's that?
Wofford is.
In the Midwest somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, not necessarily.
No, it says Midwest.
That's just where they're playing. It doesn't matter.
I feel like all these teams are in the Midwest.
Midwest.
Because SIU Edwardsville is Midwest.
Not Wofford all of the teams that are from the Midwest.
Why do they have Midwest if they're in
That's
South Carolina?
That's the region they're in.
Yeah, they put them in weird brackets sometimes.
I don't like that. They should be in the South.
Well, I'm just saying, Wofford. They're in South Carolina?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
All right, I'm done playing this game.
Yeah, it's a dumb game, isn't it?
Hey, CSU plays on Friday, though.
Okay.
The point is, you don't have to know the teams. You don't have to know anything. Jamie's got a friend that whatever mascot can beat up the other one.
Exactly.
And I'm really sorry if you guys mentioned this already, but some of the games are actually happening here in Denver.
We did not mention that.
Yeah, they're going to be down at Ball Arena on Thursday and Friday.
Whoa.
Who is it?
Who's in town? I have to look at that.
Who's in town?
It's not CSU. They play at
Who's in town, Spadil? Maybe I can get tickets.
Where's
like
CSU playing?
Seattle, Washington.
Now, why would they have teams here? Oh, my God. This whole thing is stupid.
That's the way it always works, too. Yeah.
Who's in town?
And why is South Carolina in the Midwest?
Who's in town? Who's in town?
I don't have money for the Denver Post to pay them to look at the schedule.
That's why you need a library card.
Come on, Spadil. Who's in town?
BYU.
If you had a library
and VCU
card.
And Wisconsin and Montana.
Wait a minute. We're getting the Mormons and the Wisconsin cheese people.
Yeah. Listen, we have a lot of Mormons here. A lot. Yeah. I mean, we have a huge population. Remember, all my nannies were Mormon because you can count on them because they're never hungover.
There you go. Your NCAA update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can't even get this on ESPN, folks. We know what we're doing, don't we? Yeah. Full sports coverage right here.
BJ and Jamie.
Ooh, happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's really hard for me to be happy when I'm looking at the news. 39 people were killed over the weekend.
Well, great, Jamie.
Just for the tornadoes. No, it was just weird timing.
Yeah.
I almost went like, woo, and then they'd show like, I didn't know so many people had passed away.
We gotta turn that TV off.
No, but I didn't know. Did you know 39 people? I didn't know that many had passed away.
Horrible storms.
Yeah,
back east.
That's off. Well, I knew we were getting storms back home because my sister was freaking out because they gave her, did you know there's something now called Torcon?
No, I've never heard of it.
I know. It's like, what was that one thing that we learned? Polar blast or whatever?
Arctic blast, polar blast. Yep.
All those new words.
Polar vortex.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
so we're learning all these new words. Well, now a brand new one that they have been using is called Torcon.
Let me guess. Tornado Communications.
I don't know what it stands for.
It's got to be.
But it has a scale.
Tornado something.
So it has it's called Torcon, and you get a scale of how likely you are to get a tornado.
Yeah.
And so it goes up to 10, and my sister was in the 8 category, and she was freaking out.
Yeah, it's freaking Tornado Condition Index.
Ah. Torcon.
Torcon.
Have you ever heard of that in your life?
Never. No.
Me either. They keep coming up with all these
never,
new terms.
Never.
So they can now predict how likely you are to get a tornado.
It's some really nasty stuff back that way.
39
back that
people.
Way. All right. St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Be safe out there. You know, if you have to get an Uber, get yourself a Lyft, whatever it is. Designated driver. It's hard to find a designated driver on St. Patrick's Day, though.
I'm my kid.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That's a tough gig. I mean, you got to give somebody at props if they're going to be your designated driver on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you can find, like, a lot of our 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds or whatever, you just give them a 20, they'll take you anywhere.
I guess. All right, I got a question for you. All right, so LeBron James, over the weekend, has been dissed. People are all over him. And I got to take his side. I'm not a LeBron James fan, okay? I'll tell you that. I think he's a big crybaby, actually. But he missed a Lakers game on Friday night, Jamie, because he went to his son's state basketball championship game.
Oh, I get it. I totally go.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
There's only certain things in life that you cannot afford to miss. They are memories.
Yeah.
If your son is, and you're a basketball legend, and you've got a kid playing, a basketball star in high school that's playing for the state championship, I'm going to miss a Laker game.
Well, yeah, you're still a dad first.
It's dumb. No, they're saying that he should have never missed, no matter what. You are dedicated to the Lakers. They pay you. But as a parent, you got to go.
Well, I mean, but the same thing happened to me on Friday. I got so much crap for not being here on Friday.
Exactly.
It was unbelievable. I mean, people are like, really? Her son? My son was in the ER. He had a lumbar puncture.
Yeah, they didn't know the entire story at all.
It's like he's alone in an ER in California. And yeah, I stayed on the phone with him and I talked to the doctor and we FaceTimed and you know, he had to get spinal fluid drawn. And I mean, it was a big deal. And you,
And not only that, it's not a matter of they didn't know. No, even if you don't know, you just got to figure that somebody's making the right call.
Yeah.
Give them the benefit of a doubt.
His mom.
There's a reason why they're not here. You don't have to know all the details.
I mean, he didn't pretend. He didn't seem scared.
Yeah.
He pretended to be brave and all that. But, dude, when you get a couple of needles put in your spine to draw out fluid, that's a big deal.
Look, there are events that happen. I remember when Ralphie was graduating. You missed on that one, I think it was. There are certain things that happen in your children's lives that as a parent, you have to be there. Not only have to, you want to be there. And to miss a day of work, no matter if you're playing NBA basketball or you're doing a radio show, it doesn't matter. You go.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say. It seems to be wrong. Like just now, we got a text. Hey, Jamie, you moron. People don't pass away in a tornado. They're killed by a tornado.
Well, they do have a point there. I mean, people are not really...
They passed away.
They don't pass away in the tornado.
They passed away.
Because of the tornado, but they don't really... So I side with the Dexter on that one, Jamie. That was really a statement.
And not only that, but now Schmidl's in a fight on Texanado,
too. Oh, yeah.
What are you
fighting about?
Well, I was just critical of the Nuggets. This person wrote in that we should start talking about the Nuggets because Jokic is making NBA history right now. Yeah. And I said, yeah, except he's going to lose the MVP to this SGA guy who's in OKC. And then they probably won't make it past the second round of the playoffs because their GM, Calvin Booth, doesn't know how to build a basketball team.
Whoa.
And then he says that I'm a Denver hater.
You are a Denver
in Denver.
Hater. I'm going to be a BJ right now and go like this. You know what? I see that guy's point. You are a Denver hater.
I'm such a fan that I'm critical of them, and I want them to succeed.
No, no, no.
This guy nailed it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I think he nailed it.
No. I backed down to when he said I was wrong. You need to back down.
The GM needs to figure out how to build a team around the greatest basketball player of all time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did you say to me when you first walked in here today?
Man, that I really wanted the Avalanche to lose yesterday so that I could tease you about the Nico Rantanen trade.
You're anti-Colorado.
You say you like the Avs. Get out of here.
I want them to win the Stanley Cup, like but I nuggets. Really you wanted like them nobody. To lose yesterday.
Yeah. You're a fake fan.
Yeah. You are.
Go home.
Happy St. Patrick's Day again to everybody. What a day. Doesn't it feel like a holiday?
It's Monday.
Think St. Patrick's Day is an official holiday.
It should be.
Especially
if it runs on a Monday.
And I'm surprised that there's not an email out from our company letting everybody out today at noon.
No, they're not going to do that.
Because normally they do.
Not for St. Patrick's Day.
No. I'm not saying they do it for St. Patrick's Day. I'm saying they normally do it for any other event. But you know that there are people leaving for lunch today that are not coming back.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wish one of them was Schmidl.
I wish she'd left for breakfast and not come back.
Yeah. I can go get breakfast. I'm starving.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
My, I felt bad, but my girlfriend made something last night that looked disgusting, and it was for St. Patrick's Day.
What'd she make?
I don't know. It had like, it looked like somebody pooped on a plate.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't know if there's that good of cuisine when it comes to St. Patrick's Day.
Irish food is the worst food on the planet.
I'm kind of with you on this.
When we went to Ireland, we went to Dublin, and then we went down to Waterford or whatever. I swear to God, I wanted pizza.
I'm with you. No, because I just perceive like, you know, potatoes.
It is. It's
you
so
got,
important.
You
cabbage.
Know, yeah, cabbage and sausages and, you know, very, I don't
mundane.
Know, just very mundane. Yeah,
really,
boring.
Really. She had some kind of bangers, hash bangers or something. Hash.
Do they
know.
Do corn
like
beef?
Corn beef? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like corned beef and she put some eggs in it. And I said, I'm so sorry, but that looks like somebody pooped on your plate. Yeah. And she said, well, you're not invited to eat it. We got a little snippy. All right, anyway, it's tabloid trash time, right? Is that right? Okay, I didn't even know we were doing that. Let's see here. There's lots to get to, including we just talked to Dan, who works over at the Mountain. And here's a funny one. You guys are going to laugh at this one. He said he only voted once. for the float and the parade. They beat us, right? The Mountain did. And he said he only voted once. Yeah. Lies. Nothing but lies. Yeah. Nothing. You know
He's
what?
He's very adamant that he could only vote once.
Yeah. Okay, sure, Dan.
Very adamant.
By the way, we're upset because he cheated and he won, and we came in second place this year, and we won 5 years in a row.
Funny how that works.
And so all of a sudden, we lose.
And by the way, it's the first year ever you can vote more than one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just...
I only voted twice, once for the real vote, and then second so I could see where the numbers were, but I voted twice. But you know he and his fiance are just... And I don't know if that feels good. Let me ask you something, those of you that are cheaters in this world and, you know, do stuff like that. Do you still feel good if you win?
Yeah.
Even though you know you cheated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, there's an asterisk next to it.
I wish Fidel. I feel good about it.
I don't.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dan does.
Yeah.
Well, he's laughing right now.
It makes sense you two would.
Yeah, we
because you have no morals.
You're right, and we're right there with Dan.
Yeah,
if I would have thought of cheating, Jamie, I would have done it in a heartbeat. Yeah,
what if you would have sat there?
If I had known that I could go in there and just sit all day, now I probably wouldn't have done it, but I would have thought about doing it.
I was sitting at my computer all day yesterday. I would have just been entering crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't like to win like that.
Like, I don't, at that point, I don't even want the trophy.
I know, me too.
Because like, then you're going to sit there and think about you just spending your entire day voting.
Yeah, that's how
when you
look
at
it. And it wasn't really by popular vote.
You know, people with morals just make us sick.
Well, no, you're not cheating. You're not trying, man.
Exactly.
You didn't really win by popular vote. You won because that's... Neat little trophy. I almost said something else. You won that neat little trophy because you just sat on your ass voting over and over for it.
Well, they should have tried harder and entered more votes.
If the parade committee leaves it wide open that you're allowed to cheat, then take advantage of it.
Oh, my God.
That's the way
I didn't do it. I had better things to do than cheat. I mean, yesterday was a beautiful day.
It was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure Dan doesn't really have anything to do.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he does. He's on the HOA board.
I mean, cheating on a parade float is a way to take a break from the HOA board. He doesn't have to, you know, spot a grill that's in the wrong place in the neighborhood.
You know he's such a neat person about it. Look at me. Did y'all see how I'm just like making sure I say the right words?
The only problem with Dan is being on the HOA, because my HOA people in my neighborhood, they sneak up on you. He's too tall to sneak up on
people.
Yeah,
he sticks out. He can't hide in a place.
7 feet.
Yeah.
He can peek over your fence, though. He can get you some good violations.
He could. You don't even need a
That's the funniest thing I've heard you say in forever, man.
Like ever. Hey, you guys.
So good. Killed it.
Just stop while you're at it.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I'll just turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Dan's going to be waiting in the parking lot.
You actually did.
He was still laughing.
He was still laughing at himself.
Well, he's got to stop
so
right there.
Mean.
You got to quit when you're ahead. Yeah. I'll turn him back on.
All right. Hey, we're really excited that the astronauts have hooked up with the other astronauts.
Yeah.
So we had a girl from, she was the lead team player or whatever she was. She's the commander of the spaceship.
She is?
Yeah, she's from Colorado.
Well, she drove it up there pretty good. Usually women can't drive. Oh, my.
I can drive way better than you. Yeah. Way better than you.
I'm just saying.
Probably not better than Carson, but yep. way better than
right.
you.
I mean, and you don't really have like maps and stuff, Google or any of that when you're going up there. You just got...
You don't have Waze.
Oh, no, there are no roads.
Yeah, by the way, I was a little disappointed in my Waze yesterday because... I was driving and it never told me there was a gigantic recliner in the middle of the freeway. And it was setting upright perfect. It was setting upright. It was a big brown one with a cloth, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was upholstery. And it was just sitting in the middle, just staring at me. And I was looking around for you.
What a waste of a good recliner. Man, that actually brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
Something is that wasted, you know?
It's a shame.
And you know what's embarrassing? Sad. Is that I called the Douglas County non-emergency number, right?
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing. So I called the non-emergency line. And I asked Siri to do it for me while I was driving. And anyway, she goes, 911, what's the address of your emergency? I was like, no, it was non-emergency. And I was freaking out. And she goes, no, actually, you're right. You did call non-emergency. I just said it wrong.
She just forgot where she was, what department she was actually in.
So is there one that, like, do they answer both phones or something? I thought there was, like, a whole different department.
I don't know.
I don't either. They must be on the same phone.
Yeah.
And then she's like, which one do I pick up? Non-emergency? Ah! No, no. But she said, and this is where I hate it, like I'm old news. She goes, yeah, Lone Tree's already on it. I'm like, oh, sorry.
They're on the recliner.
They're already gone. Huh. Yeah, they're going to go get it. But you know how you feel like small because you want to be the first to tell them? And
yeah.
She's like annoyed at you?
Yeah.
Like, we already know Lone Tree's going.
You're the 16th caller.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when people call here to be the 19th caller for tickets.
Yeah.
But your caller, 18. Oh.
Hey, did that guy from Oklahoma ever call us?
No.
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 I found BJ a new friend. He fracks.
No.
He's from Oklahoma.
I love frackers.
He said Colorado does a horrible job with the Oklahoma burger.
Yeah.
Didn't even know we had one. Anyway, moving on. Okay, let's do that. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it went viral, that song. It's called Anxiety. You know what you're talking about? Everybody's dancing to it.
I don't like that song.
I know you don't.
I don't.
I like the hook.
Yeah, okay.
But all the rapping in it, I could do without.
Well, I don't like it because it uses a song that I don't like to begin
used
with.
To know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hate that song.
Yeah, I don't like that song. I don't like it.
I know you don't. And then Schmidl gave us some amazing audio. Like, you know how he was just now funny, right? And that never happens. He also, this never happens, delivered in the audio world. You guys are going to hold your sides because you're going to laugh so hard. Gene Simmons is a weatherman, and it is hilarious.
Well, so this weekend, I'm thinking, you know, it's looking pretty good. If people want to rock and roll all night and...
They should probably party every day.
Party every day.
Yeah.
It's probably looking good for that,
I think you should probably join a showbiz thing because you've got it.
Oh, well, that's high praise.
Lots of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
A line? Did I miss a line? I don't know.
You do this every day?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never with a rock star. So.
Well, that's something else. But have we paid enough attention to the weather? Are you kicking me out? Is that what you just did?
You don't have the thing in my ear where they're like saying rap, so I got to rap.
Rap?
Yeah.
You go to 7-Eleven, go to heaven.
New genre. Okay. Coming on up.
They said,
gonna drop that rap album?
Well, these are semantics, but I'm not anti-semantic.
Hey-o.
Competition.
All right.
That was horrible.
Uncomfortable.
You know, it makes me feel better about our rambling sometimes. I mean, this is Gene Simmons on a weather forecast in Los Angeles, California. Horrible.
Horrible is
bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They should have practiced or something. Have some script or something. They needed something bad because their ad-libbing was horrible.
I agree with Carson. It was uncomfortable to hear. And I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
just hearing it is like, oh, God. Right?
Yeah.
Oof. American Idol, another piece of amazing audio. Schmidl goes, dude, you gotta see this girl. She sang this song. It was so good.
Well, they're saying she might be the next William Hung. That's the guy from American Idol who sang the that song.
She bangs.
She bangs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
This song, I mean, it's a tearjerker for sure.
All right, let's hit it.
I had a pet lizard named George. He was cool, but he made me really bored.
I hate it when they do these setups.
So I gave him to my mom, and she loves him very much because animals are better than people. They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Parents, shut the up. Vegans, shut the up. Babies, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up. Laundry, shut the up. War, shut the up. Dinosaurs.
Okay, American Idol is like this family show that like a lot of little kids even watch. I would be kind of irritated if
doesn't
I was.
Fit.
It's no, it doesn't. They're not edgy. And so I don't know why they're trying to be edgy.
It's not even entertaining.
I bet you that takes off on TikTok, though, that soundbite.
For sure it will.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. So maybe that's how we should set it up. Hey, you guys, you're not going to believe this, but another lame thing is taking off. So get ready.
Another viral clip. We have no idea why it's viral.
Exactly.
I will say this. She is no William Hung.
No, she is not. At least that we could dance
on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right?
That was all time.
Come on. Conan O'Brien is going to host the next Oscars. They just announced it.
Mm. He's okay.
It's fine, right?
He's all right.
And then there was one other thing. I can't remember what it is, but there you go. Tabloid trash.
I want to play the Ted Lasso Returns.
Oh, crap. That's it. Yeah.
That's
what
I want to play here because it was announced because there's a lot of Ted Lasso fans out there, right? So what's the details on this, Carson?
It's been announced. Jason Sudeikis just announced that it is confirmed that it's coming back, and he will be Ted Lasso.
As Ted Lasso fans, man, thank you, because that is gold.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there season 4? Is it in the works?
Are we allowed
to say
that?
I don't know what I'm allowed to ask.
I think you can ask it, yeah. That's what we're writing. We're writing season 4 now.
Yeah!
That's the official word, yeah. Ted's coaching, the women's team. So there.
That's women's team.
Yeah.
Is he coming back to the States? Or?
Yeah, that's too many questions. But
yeah. we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
And it's only because I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just saw where they announced it over the weekend.
Did he say he was done last time?
Yeah, he said he was done.
Like, we wrapped it up. He was done being a coach.
Everyone wrapped up, and then there was this, all these rumors that were speculating, and then we didn't hear about anything confirmed or not confirmed, and now he just confirmed that it's coming back, and he's going to be coaching a women's team.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Hopefully in the States.
That'll be interesting.
So, we'll see.
And then finally, I just want to tell y'all something, and that is this wind is insane, and they are putting out high wind warnings, fire danger warnings, all this stuff. No open burning, obviously, at all. Don't mow your lawn or even think about it. Don't do anything with anything that could produce a spark. Pull up your chains if you're dragging something like a camper or whatever. Make sure they don't drag and cause a spark. People are freaking out. And we just got a text that says, you literally have no idea how windy it is right now in Boulder. I can't keep my car on the road.
What?
Yeah.
I can't use my electric chainsaw today.
No, yeah. You know what? Saw some metal. See how that goes.
I was going to trim some trees today. Man.
Yeah. Well, I was going to weld, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't. But anyway, be really careful. I mean, this is like horrible.
Pretty nasty.
And then Carson lied, said we were going to get snow, and we're not. God.
I'm telling you right now, they said snow midday tomorrow, and now they moved it to wind, and now the snow's going to be in the mountains. Dude, yes, they did.
How many White Claws did you have when you thought that happened?
I think there's a chance on Wednesday.
Well, maybe Wednesday, right?
Possibly snow.
But not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, no.
Midday Tuesday, they said. All right,
we'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
You see, here's the way we see it. If you last until the end of our show, you deserve something. Okay? So that's the way we look at it. And if you made it till the end today, well, we've got something for you.
Yeah, tell them what it is, Carson.
It's tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters on April 3rd, okay, at Ball Arena.
I love them.
So one year, they were in town, right?
Yeah.
And they did this promotion where they allowed me to come down there and to be an assistant coach.
Oh, nice.
And sit on the bench. Okay. Well, when I got down there, because I'm thinking I get to be the assistant coach of the Harlem Globetrotters, and that's pretty cool, you know, in the old huddle where they all go, woo, woo. No, I'm the assistant coach of the Washington Generals.
Oh.
That team that they beat up on every single time they go out there. You know,
I will tell you something about the Harlem Globetrotter. A little predictable.
Yeah. No. I was on the bench, Jamie. And I'm telling you right now, when they would come in on a timeout, they would all go, all right, man, all right, just make sure that you let him get that bit out of the way so that we can move on to the next quarter.
Yeah.
It was so organized.
Well, yeah.
But it's so cool just to watch.
Is it?
I thought it was.
I mean, some
of
the tricks are pretty spectacular.
I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
Well, I think if you're like a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And if you're like six.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
Right. Well, yeah. Eight might be a little too old.
Anyway, we have tickets, right?
Yeah, we got a family four-pack right now. So if you're calling number 19 at 303-22-ALICE.
How can you not love this song? Sweet Georgia Brown. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that was it?
That's cute. Cool. Yes, that's all there is to it. You're obviously a Globetrotter hater. Anybody that's a Trotter hater, I don't like.
BJ and Jamie.
So just a few minutes ago, I took a walk through the building, Jamie, because I always like to see who's going to come to work today, you know?
Yeah, I do.
With it being St. Patrick's Day and everything?
Yeah.
Not a soul.
Nobody's here?
I didn't see one living, breathing human.
Well, we know that Pete is not coming in because Pete's Irish.
Yeah, he's at a bar right now.
Yeah, it's Pete. I mean, it's his jam. Today is Pete's day.
Yep. His holiday.
Yeah, he's at a bar like at 8 a.m. every day. So what's the difference?
God. No, he's not.
Okay, so he goes an hour early to the bar today because it's St. Patrick's Day. There's a lot of people going to be out today. They're going to be out having
Happy
a good
St.
time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great time, everyone.
Yeah, so enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. We will see you back here tomorrow. I think we're done, right?
Well,
it's a good Monday.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Just a quick little shout out to everybody that made a sign.
Yes.
At the St. Patrick's Day Parade for the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thank you.
That was pretty awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, a lot of people worked on them, too.
And I feel bad for the couple of people that were too far back that we missed. We're not even supposed to throw beads. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. And throw a lot of beads.
I don't think they cracked down on us this year.
But
if that's going to be the trend, we're going to really sling a few next year. Oh, man. You better have a catcher's mitt if you're going to be down there. Because we're going to come throw it.
No, we're not.
We're kidding.
Yoke. It's
all right,
a yoke.
We got to go.
All right.
We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.